So good afternoon,
everyone. So today, it's a special day of Buddha. Of course, there are numberless Buddhas. There are 1,000 Buddha of this fortunate eon, and the fourth one, first one is Shaktu, Buddha Shaktu, then next one is Setu, then third one is Wusung, and the fourth one is Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. So today is Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's special day. Turning the Dharma wheel. As far as turning Dharma will, in India, I think it's UP, at Sarnath, at the Deer Park, where Buddha turned the first wheel, the Four Noble Truth. And then near Buddha Gaya, where Buddha showed the holy deeds, showing the holy deeds, achieved enlightenment. And lived also 6 years of austerity's life. And also same place where just before the next dawn time, Buddha is going to show the holy deeds, achieving enlightenment, you see, and then the day before, at the dawn time, the millions of Maras tried to attack the Buddha because they didn't want Buddha to become enlightened, and because it is such great benefit to the sentient beings. So Buddha subdued those millions of Maras, evildoers. Buddha subdued all those millions of Maras without any slightest movement, mind abiding in the loving kindness towards millions of them, and mind being in the state of loving kindness without any slight movement externally, you see. There were so many the evildoers or demons or Maras, so many millions of them tried to attack so many different ways, peaceful way and violent way, with the various violence, with the various weapons, with the various violence, thundering and so forth, throwing huge mountains of rocks, so many ways try to harm the Buddha, disturb the Buddha by abiding in the loving kindness toward them, and completely they were subdued. conquered them by loving kindness. So that. So many of the Buddha place where you see from the 12 deeds of the Buddha, some of those were holidays happened. So that's the place. Actually, it's a place. Buddha Gaya is a place, not just only Shakyamuni Buddha, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha showed enlightenment. That's the same place where past three other Buddhas they show enlightenment. And then the rest from the 1,000, the rest of Buddhas, they all will put their holy feet there on that ground and show the similar holy deeds, achieving enlightenment. So it is the most holy place in the world. Most blessed. So that's why many practitioners, meditators, practitioners go there to receive blessing, to pray, to meditate, to remember Buddha's biography, Buddha's kindness, Buddha's how Buddha get so much inspiration that how Buddha dedicated his life towards us sentient beings. practiced charity, parameter of charity, giving one's own limbs, part of the bodies to other sentient beings. I making charity, and somebody need eye, blind person, somebody need eye, so making eye charity, so making charity limbs to other sentient beings. And the, even the whole entire body. So one time Buddha made charity the limbs, to others. Then the only this part is left. And this And then even that was made charity to the ants. Thousands of ants made charity. So like that, and there happened a great lama in Tibet, in Lhasa. His hermitage is above Sera Monastery. There are two like great universities, three great universities, to learn the philosophy of Buddhism. These two monasteries mainly to learn sutra, Buddha's teaching, the sutra. To learn most extensive in depth. Like, it's a path to enlightenment. Like a person, one person try to learn every single part of the aeroplane. Every single part of the aeroplane. See, every single has a machine. Every single thing. See, one person try to learn everything, try to get a hold in the mind. Every single part. So now that to get learn the depth and extensive. See, the path to enlightenment. Path to full enlightenment. So that we see. So these two monasteries are so mainly for learning individually they practice Tantra, learn, but mainly to learn extensive sutra. Then after that, they learn Tantra. So make oneself fully qualified, being not only having intellectual, understanding, but along with that, you integrate the whole sutra Tantra. You see, graduate practice for one person to achieve enlightenment. So all those Buddha's 84,000 teachings, all those vast teachings with Tantra, so integrate. by churning the milk, you produce butter like that. So the essence of all that. Put in practice and transform the mind in the path to enlightenment. So so this way one become fully qualified, and then one can benefit to the sentient beings various ways, extensive way, middle way, and essence short, according to the sentient beings who have a different level of mind, those who have a different level of intelligence, karma. So say you are not limited in regards to benefiting others. You see. To liberate others from the numberless other sentient beings from the suffering and causes, and bring them in a full enlightenment, the peerless happiness. So this. Sera Monastery in Tibet. So behind there is a huge mountain. So way up. So way up there, there's a hermitage there called Jetu Kangpa, one great lama, amazing, great, holy being. whenever he began teaching. The first word that he emphasizes is a good heart. Whenever he teaches, the very first word is good heart, bodhicitta. So the very first thing, the emphasis is the bodhicitta. So that's the style of this great lama, how he gives, how he guides the sentient beings. Every single word that he says, it's like a cream, it's like cream. It's like cream. It's like cream. Very, how to say? Very effective. Very soothing. It came from his own realization, you see, bodhicitta, well-tempered, well-subdued mind, subdued in bodhicitta. He has one guru, Acara. I think from whom he received teachings on bodhicitta. So, so one day he saw Acara. This I think ascetic, you know, like sadhu, say, you know, ascetic. Living ascetic life. With no possessions, however, with no worldly concerns, and so one day this Lama, the Jetu Kangpa, he saw from far that his guru Acara is reading text in the forest, and then sometimes he's talking to he's talking alone. There's nobody there, but he, you know, he's talking. So. And then he was doing like this, with thumbs, you know, with thumbs like that. So then, the Lama Jetu Kangpa, one day he was wondering, he saw from far that his guru was doing like this, talking. So he kept in mind to ask one day. So one day he asked his guru, "Why are you doing this? I saw you doing this, you know, talking." So he was reading the Buddha's life story, you know, in the past when Buddha was, you see, Bodhisattva, how he sacrificed his life to the sentient beings. So he said, the guru said that I was reading Buddha's life story, and he explained that after Buddha made charity, his limbs, you know, even this body made charity, even the main body that was left there, and made charity to so many thousands of hands. So the guru Acara, he was saying the Buddha worthwhile. He was saying the Buddha like this, worthwhile, worthwhile. What while being son, you know, being son, but what I think what it means being born as son, you know, daughter and son is a son, not sun rising, not another one, son. Son. So. Buddha was a male, so Buddha was not female, male, you see, but Shakyamuni Buddha, I'm talking about the particular Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, so the, you know, male, so saying, was born son, you see, so what about being son, like that. So now same, anyway, it's the same, anyway, it's the same, relating to us, you know, as girl or boy or whatever, whoever, say, same, you know, if we're able to, follow Buddha's path, or how say, what is it? Follows Buddha's holy deeds, you know. Living his life for others, so like that. similar, then when we are able to do like that in our everyday life. When we are able to do like that, then that day, So you see, what is a son or what is a daughter, made worthwhile. You know, born as daughter, made worthwhile. Being born as human being made worthwhile. Having this precious human body and having this intelligence, you know, capacity, say, to communicate or to understand, to learn, whereas other beings like animals, worms, pigs, like that. However, whereas they cannot, they don't have that, you know, intelligence or that capacity as a human being has. They don't have opportunity to develop their mind. To develop compassion to all living beings. You know, to overcome anger. You know, develop loving kindness towards all the living beings. To to be free from self-cherishing thought by generating bodhicitta. Cherishing others. To develop, say, wisdom, particularly to realize the very to realize very nature of the phenomena. Ultimate nature of the phenomena. And then by developing that wisdom, able to cease, you see, the cause of the suffering, the delusion and the karma, the defilement, gross and subtle, so that then we have opportunity, as we have. And we have this incredible capacity, so opportunity, by having this precious human body, so therefore, in our daily lives, whenever we are able to follow such holy beings like Buddha, like this, an example. Transform our mind into compassion, loving kindness, bodhicitta, letting go of cherishing others. Cherishing others who are numberless, who want happiness, who do not want suffering, just exactly as oneself. numberless of them, who are so precious, so important, so precious. how much one think? You see, according to one's own ego, according to one's own ego, self-cherishing thought. the way they serve traditional thought, think of the view of that is I'm the most important. I'm the most important than anything else. So then anyone, then the numberless other living beings, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, those great holy beings, other ordinary sentient beings, I'm the most precious one, important one. However, even the how much our ego, one's own ego, is think I'm most important. How much the ego think I'm important. However, even according to that philosophy, even according to the view of the ego or the philosophy of the ego, if you compare the numberless of others, well, we see important the numberless of others. So even according to ego, you see, no matter how much you think I'm so important, but it's just one. So therefore, you see, even by following the philosophy of the ego, you see, view of the ego, it's nothing. You see. How important is nothing, because the others who are important are numberless. You know, other living beings who are important, numberless. And then, so therefore, it's much more important, there's a great benefit, to work for other sentient beings. the numbers of other sentient beings who are important, you see. Like oneself, the numbers. So, more important to work for them. then working for one person, the self. Even the point of view of the ego, as you see. So we'll analyze in the life it becomes most important to obtain benefit or to work for the numberless others who are important. Then all the all the happiness, past, present, future, temporary, ultimate happiness, whatever pleasure we experience in our daily life, so all are dependent to other sentiments. All are received by kindness of other sentiments. Any pleasure. Received by kindness of other sentient beings. even if it's somebody says thank you, you know, then it makes you happy. Somebody tells you thank you, see, it makes you happy. So that also comes from by kindness of others, but it depends on other sentient beings saying, you know, saying those nice words. So what makes you feel, see, happy or feel pleasure by, you see, praise or nice words. So those pleasures that you experience, the what makes you happy, so come from other, but it depends on other sentiments. Come from other sentiments, kindness, you know. So, reputations, your experience of pleasure having reputation, same. you see, received by kindness of other sentiments. Like that. the comfort that we had, you see, living in the house, even right now here in this meditation hall, that we can have this comfort or that this pleasure, not only protection for the for the life, but you see, being here, then being here in this hall, you see, we say plant the seed of liberation, total liberation, ultimate happiness, total liberation from the whole entire samsara, the whole entire suffering cause, and plant seed of enlightenment, the appearance of happiness, the great liberation, and purify the you know, the obstacle, the defilements, and correct merit the cause. That we, so being in this hall, we can do this, listen Dharma, teaching Dharma. However, all this opportunity and all this, say, this comfort, we received by kindness of numberless other sentient beings. So when this house was built, so many beings, so many creatures, insects, you see, on this land, died. Then other beings, they see, have to destroy them, you see. harm them, never killed him. However, so many sentient beings, so this comfort we receive from effort of many sentient beings. So many sentient beings suffered for this, and you see, created nidhikama, harming, and however, so much work, so many sentient beings effort, you know, sacrifice their life, you see. But then we receive this pleasure. Now we have this opportunity, we have this precious opportunity to, you see, to meditate, to practice a path that we can end our suffering, that we can end our samsara suffering, which continuation has no beginning. You see. So this received by kindness of all those sentient beings, see, suffered, you know, died, you know, and other sentient beings, created karma, harmed others, you know, killed. so much sacrifice their life, you know, hard work, so that here or in a house, you see, a house where one live, you know, same. So that, and as I mentioned normally in the teachings, oh, for example, one rice that we, from the plate, even one rice that we eat. So this came from, see, now we think, how many sentient beings worked for this one rice, suffered, died, you see, creating the karma for this one rice. So this rice came from another rice, and see, so for this rice, you see, in the field there are many insects, you see, and they suffer, the others and they have to kill them, so that just for one rice, you know, then that rice came from another rice, you know, that came from another rice, that came from another rice, that came from another rice, so. You see, so it's amazing, unimaginable. So if you think the evolutions, if you think the evolutions back, just one rise, you see, going back, you know, so much. So, numberless sentient beings, unimaginable sentient beings, they suffer for this one rise. So therefore, how dare, at all that, how can you eat that one rice, even that one rice, without, you see, a thought, without a universal responsibility, you know, without a thought, to benefit others. See, without some thought, some sense, some thought, benefit others. And at least that these sentient beings who suffered, you know, food that makes you say living, continuously to have human, to have this, what. Food that helps you, by eating that helps you, you know, say, alive. To be, to have this precious human body continuously, and that we can do so much, like limitless skies. You say what you can do with this human body in there, as I mentioned before, can benefit so much. not just this one universe, numberless universe, the numberless other entanglements. So, what even this say? Yeah, even this human body is very small, but the say what say opportunity what it gives to develop our mind. It's unbelievable. So there. It's like limitless skies. What you can, happiness, what you can offer, what you can achieve for yourself, you know, what you can achieve for yourself, all the happiness, you know, all the temporary happiness, ultimate happiness after enlightenment, and all the happiness, what you can offer to other sentient beings. You know, happiness this life, and then you can offer happiness of future lives. Yeah, all those. You see, coming, all those happiness, all the coming future lives, you can offer to other sentient beings, which is the more important service than the first one. And then, besides that, you can offer, you can offer to other sentient beings the cessation. The cessation of the whole entire suffering and the cause, the delusion, karma, you know, the ultimate happiness, the total liberation, you can cause the numberless other symptoms. That's what you can do. And not only that, even by ceasing these subtle defilements, subtle mischiefs to mind, you know, the peerless happiness. The state which is completed in all the qualities of cessation and all the realizations, the peerless happiness. So you can cause this peerless happiness, the full enlightenment towards numberless other sentient beings. So yes, I see. Yeah. So, so you see the food came from numberless sentient beings, you see. And then but that makes you survive, and then you see, to have human body in, you see, continuously, and then able to develop the mind, the inner qualities or human values or these precious human values or say however in the qualities that you can benefit all, you can offer all this benefit to others, you know, transform one's mind path. So, so you can see now how the sentient being is so kind, so precious, so kind to you. So how all this is totally dependent on their kindness. All this, you know, benefit, see. So there's no, even to eat one rice, one single rice from the plate, you see, no way, you see, without having some thought benefit others. To make my life beneficial, you know, useful for others. So no choice. No choice. Have to have that thought. Have to have that thought. Beneficial, you see. At least those sentient beings who suffer for this food. So you see some thought benefit them in return. So now this Well, it's a big pile. So now here, you see, not just one rice, there are many in the plate. So you see, now, now, how many sentient beings? Now it's amazing. Now it's unimaginable. That's my right word. Now it's unimaginable. You see, the, all this rice, how many sentient beings suffered for this, you know? All the in all the evolution of this food, you see, died and suffered and created karma for this. And so how dare one can, there's no way one can spend the life with anger, you know, no way. How can one get angry? How can one live life with anger, with the selves, with self-centered mind, only thinking, cherishing only I, thinking only, seeking only happiness, working only for oneself, you know, working only for oneself, to achieve happiness only for oneself, see. So, impossible, no way, dare not, see, so that, dare not, see, so unbearable to live life, see, you know, used all these things, having all these pleasures, enjoyments, you know, comfort. used all these things came from sentient being, and then you see, spend one's own life, or what one does in daily life, just only seeking happiness for oneself, working for only for oneself. So that, so now we can see how that is totally, see, cruel, and how that is totally cruel and, you know, selfish. So if from the side of the sentient beings, from there, if you look at it from their side, towards oneself, you see, can see how cruel or say so selfish, like that. So however. So any enjoyment, food and clothing, so all like this, numberless symptoms suffered for this, and many other symptoms created karma harming them, and so with so many symptoms effort. So we receive this enjoyment, all this comfort, pleasure. able to to survive and to continue to have this precious human body, that then all the opportunities that we have, you see. And then I want to say this: all the past, present, future, all the happiness from beginningless rebirth, all was of happiness from beginningless rebirth, and present happiness, all the future, everything came from bodhicitta. See. came from Bodhicitta. Bodhicitta came from Bodhicitta. You see, letting go I cherishing other sentiments. This Bodhicitta. generated, say, by depending on the great compassion. The great compassion is generated by depending on the existence, by depending on the existence of the suffering sentient beings. You know, the great compassion is generated by depending on existence of the suffering sentient beings. So that's how all our past, present, future, happiness, everything, all comfort, pleasure, everything received by kindness, every single sentient beings. Because bodhicitta, the great compassion generated depend on every single obscured suffering sentient beings. So now, the I think just recently Chodong Rinpoche, taught the Bodhicharya Avatara, first chapter, the extensive benefits of the Bodhicitta. So now, all that benefit that we get, all that extensive benefit, you know, by practicing Bodhicitta, by having realization of Bodhicitta, all that incredible benefit, you see. See, that is in the teachings, come from every single sentient beings. The Bodhicitta has limitless skies of benefit. So all that come from every single sentient beings. Including what's an enemy, person whom you hate, who hate you, whom you hate, who provoke, you know, who always criticize you, try to interfere with your job, your success, including that person. You see, the numberless benefit that Bodhicitta has all come from each sentient beings, received from each sentient beings, from every single sentient beings. Now, you see, from Bodhicitta, the Buddha, all the qualities that Bodhisattva has, you know, ordinary Bodhisattva, Bodhisattva who is in the, path of merit, the preparatory path, those ordinary Bodhisattva, all the qualities what they have. Then, I am Bodhisattva, the rising path of meditation, who has wisdom directly perceiving emptiness. Bodhisattvas who achieved rising path and who achieved the first bhumi, the 10 bhumis to achieve enlightenment, sutra. So first bhumi Bodhisattva who can do 11 the different things, can meditate 11 different meditations, you know, at the same, can do 11 different things. can go to 100 different pure land of Buddha, you know, can go to 100 Pure Land of Buddha can manifest, can go to 100 pure land of, you see, Buddhas. To the practice, to, you know, to my offerings, like that, you see. And then, then you manifest 100 bodies to kind of reveal, teach different subjects, and give different teachings to the sentient beings. And then concentrate, you see. So there are about, I think, 11, I think, different things, you see, can do the problems. So 100 times can manifest, you know, 100 different things. So like, now then, the second boom of this, I think, 1,000 times, you know, can manifest and then go to 1,000, you know, different pure land, and give 1,000 manifestations, different manifestations can give different teachings, so like that. So that, so then like that, you see, it becomes double, you know, more like that. So that 8 and 10, those, you know, I say, unimaginable, beyond from even those bodhisattvas. Without talking Buddha, is beyond from our concept. You say, you know, what the, how much they can do. You see. Anyway, so all these all these unbelievable qualities what the bodhisattvas have, skies of qualities, all came from bodhicitta, benefits of bodhicitta. But however, all those came from sentient beings. You see, all those bodhisattvas who inspire us, you know, gives courage to us, gives hope in our life, courage, you see, trust, and inspire us, you know, and see to practice bodhicitta, to let go, say the ego, and say, yeah, to turn our life towards. Benefiting others, you know, towards enlightenment. So, whom you pray, so, all the skies of qualities come from sentient beings, from every single insect, from every single human, including one's own enemy, you see. So therefore, these sentient beings are so precious. How precious this, every single sentient being, how precious it is like that. Then now, Buddha, you know, Buddha's holy body has numberless qualities. Buddha's holy speech is numberless qualities. Holy mind is numberless qualities. Omniscient mind knowing directly every single sentient being's mind. The numberless sentient beings, every single sentient being's mind, able to see the understand the karma, level of intelligence. You see, it's every single details, the wishes, every single thing, and then then every single method that it fits to even to one sentient being. Every single method that it fit to even one sentient being to bring from happiness to the full enlightenment. You see, so every single method, vast methods need, you see, so can see directly all those, and just to guide one sentient being from life to life, you see, from happiness to happiness to enlightenment, you see. Every single method can see directly, fit as the symptom mind get developed, see. So like that, numberless symptoms, you see, the mind and then all the methods to bring them to from happiness to happiness to enlightenment. So, and knowing, you see, while seeing all the past phenomena, seeing at the same time seeing all the future, all the present. However, infinite qualities that the Buddha has, you know, even on one atom, you see, numberless Buddhas can abide. However, let the holy mind cover all the existence. As the vehicle of the mind, the subtle body, extremely subtle body, covers all that phenomena. The completely pure. So, no resistance, you know, no blockage, no resistance, you see. So, whenever, so there's no distance. Whenever the minute, the second when the symptom is calm and rapid, you see, the Buddha minute is just there, you see, manifest just there in any form that's need, that's necessary, the need for the sentient being, you know. Without delay. Once the karma has happened, no delay even for 1 second. Without delay even for 1 second, once the second the karma has happened, you know, the manifestation of the method, see, guiding, just there. So like that. So anyway, these infinite qualities that the Buddha has, the Buddha is so precious, and all their qualities actually come from the sentient beings, you see, that were around you, came from them. Those mosquitoes, those tiny insects, people around you, they come from them. You see, that we Buddha, that we pray, you know, praise so much quality in the teachings, that we take refuge, you know, that we say, you know, pray for. So actually, every single quality comes from the sentient beings. So you see here, sentient beings, so they were most precious. Most kind, most precious. So you see, things like that, you see, the sentiments are so unbelievably precious, kind, like that. So then now here, the respect comes to the sentient being. Doesn't matter, anyone. When we think like that, you know, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, all these qualities come from sentient being, see? All this, So, the respect, no choice, automatically you respect, you know, the sentient being. So even the animal, you see, like that, you see. So so the root of all this, you know, quality, realization of the path, all these qualities, you know, the path, Dharma, Sangha, Deva, Buddha, everything. Okay, see, came from each sentence. Each and every single sentence. That's it. In the daylight that we pray or try to achieve, you see. maybe we may just meditate this just a little, just a minute, you know, feeling the kindness of sentencing and pressure there. Then, on the basis of what I said, you know, whatever you can remember, you can elaborate. So basically here, all once and past, present, say, the daily, you know, comfort, pleasures, you know, with enjoyment, place, house, food, enjoyment, food, clothing, whatever, you see, received by kind of sentient beings, their survival, having a precious human body, that one can say, be liberated. We give the opportunity to be liberated, oneself to be liberated from the, say, oceans of samsara suffering forever and achieve full enlightenment and all that. And that, say, and then all the past, present, future, happiness, you know, of oneself, received by kindness with every single sentient beings, and then all qualities of Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, every single quality they have, that one pray to achieve, that we take refuge, to purify our net karma, to receive blessing, to collect merit. So, all this, you know, every single of those qualities, you know, the whole Buddha Dharma, the Buddha Dharma Sangha, every single qualities of each of them, come from sentient beings. Every single sentient beings. So that's the essence of the meditation. How to meditate in an extensive way. The kindness of sentient beings. So now, now we think this way. That Buddha suffers, you know, all those, what incredible benefit they can offer to the sentient beings, incredible qualities that they have, realizations, you know. powers, what they have. And then, and Buddha, every single qualities of the Buddha's holy body, holy spirit, holy mind, you know, those infinite qualities that the Buddha has. Now, all this, you see, if you see. Without bodhicitta, you see, cherishing others, all these things, impossible to happen. You know, all these things, impossible. Only if there's bodhicitta. So, all this came from, you see, letting go I, cherishing others. All this came from, you see, everything qualities, all the realization of Dharma, the mind path, you know, the Bodhisattva's actualized, and then the Bodhisattva's qualities, you know, the Bodhisattva's infinite qualities. So, what Buddha came to perfect work without slightest mistake, can do perfect work towards sentient beings. So, you see, all came from the root, let go I. You let go I, cherish others. You see, that's the root. Everything came from there. Everything came from there. You see, by cherishing the thought, this thought cherishing others, everything came from there. You can see that is the seed, you know. You see. So now that means you see, if one change one's mind into that. That means if one's one's mind into that, practice that, then all those qualities, the mind dharma, mind path, you see, Buddhas, skies of qualities, you see, in return, you achieve this, you know. By letting go I, what you get is all this. You know, by letting go I, what you get is infinite benefit. Yeah. All this is what you achieve. Letting go I, cherish others. So therefore now, ending your samsara, ending your suffering, you know, they say. the depression, just one cancer is just one, it's like one cell of the body, it's like one atom of mountain, you know, like that. Just one one small suffering of from the oceans of samsari sufferings is one small one. It's like atom from the mountain, you know. For that, it's cancer. But of course, when one experiences cancer, or most of us, when we hear somebody has cancer, when doctor says you have cancer, you know, then can't stand, you see, mind get freaked out, or say, or AIDS or whatever, you see, get freaked out. However, can't stand. However, but it's nothing. But that is nothing. You see, this is there's so many other sicknesses. in the text was 424 sicknesses. However, so many sicknesses. This cancer is not only the sicknesses that exist. That's not only the shortcoming of samsara. It's not only the suffering of samsara. The relationship problems, that is not only the suffering of samsara. The depression is not only the suffering of samsara. The loneliness is not only the suffering of samsara. You see, any of this, you see, that's not only what the suffering of samsara is. That's not the only one. You see, oceans of samsara sufferings. general and each realm. However, the six realm sufferings, you know, general and each realm, the oceans of samsara, oceans of sufferings of human, sura asuras, hell beings, hunger ghosts, animal beings. However, to not experience, to end, to cease all these problems of samsara. Mm. no more continue, no more suffering. So that also, say, comes from, you see, from this. By changing the mind, letting go of ourselves and others. Correct, so much merit, and believe that, able to realize emptiness. Do the collections of merit, you see, extensive merit, then able to realize emptiness very easily, quickly, and then by developing that wisdom, able to cease the cause of the suffering, delusion, karma, see, directly. So, therefore, in our life, there's no better enjoyment, there's nothing greater enjoyment than benefiting others. There's no greater excitement, or there's no greater happiness, or there's no greater profit, even if you think of profit in the life, making profit in the life, meaning of life. However, whatever we say, benefit, you see, whatever label you put, there's nothing greater than, you see, cherishing other sentient beings, serving for others in them. There's nothing greater profit or meaning of life or say, enjoyment or happiness, that's nothing greater than that. Because, as I've just mentioned before, you know, what you get, even concerning your own benefit, it's disguised with benefit what you get. All these realizations, all these infinite qualities, you know, they say, but the surface qualities, the path, the Buddha, you know. However, besides in the day-to-day life, moment to moment of your life, when your attitude is like this, seeing others precious, kind, and cherishing. So your mind is so happy. Every day, moment, you know, your life is so, your mind is so happy. You feel with joy. Your heart is filled with joy, you know. Peace. When you win over the Olympic Games or the soccer, you know, they're excited, you know. They say, you become crazy, you know. I'm not sure, I didn't have that experience. win over the soccer and the Olympic Games, but didn't have experience in this life, anyway. So I don't remember. But I don't think there's peace. That's my question. You see, there's excitement, but I don't think there's peace in the heart. That's my question. You see, now here, you have so much peace. You have so much peace in your heart. Joy, peace. You know, and your heart is opened to others. Your mind is open to others. Your heart is opened. You're close to others. You're close to other sentient beings. Because you're close to them, they're close to you. So they all become your jewels. You are like, you know, how the mother feels, her blood child. You know, like a heart so precious. So that's how, from your side, you know, also side, with that attitude, you know, how you see the sentient being or how you feel. So there's no gap. There's no gap, you know, between the other sentient being and you. There's no wall between, you see. So fulfillment. In every moment of your life, there's fulfillment when your mind is in that attitude. In that attitude, you see, seeing others, precious, kind, you know, cherishing and serving. Loving fathers. So much you get fulfillment in your heart and peace. So the opposite to depression, opposite to guilt, all that. So in this way, there's only that there's sincerity. All those comes and all those there. All those are there, and so the ethics. All those comes with good heart. Cherishing others. By the way, so so there's so much happiness in your life, day to day life. Then when the death happens, you have very good ending. You have best way of ending your life. You have best answer. You have so much happiness, joy at the time of death, because you die also with that attitude. Some, you know, cherishing others. You know, also you die for others. That you experience death also for others. Others in the benefit for others in the beings. That either to go to Pure Land, Buddha, and you become enlightened, and then it's where you can say kukha, greater, you can offer greater benefit to others, and kukha to liberate sentient beings and bring them to enlightenment, or have like this, or take better rebirth, and you know, continue to develop your mind and path. Benefit, greater and greater, so one can offer greater and greater benefit to others. So, however, no regret, no sadness, no fear, nothing, none of this that rises, only joy, great, you know, great peace. You see your life so meaning. You see your life have been so meaningful, you know, worthwhile. Like master say, virtuous friend Lama Yeshe, who are kinder than all the past, present, and future Buddhas. So Lama explained after Lama. Before Lama, after Lama took heart, the heart, the sicknesses. Before Lama came to America to for operation. So when Lama was staying in a farmhouse in Delhi, so one evening Lama said, even the so we had. I sent request to his Dalai Lama to do observation whether the operation will be successful or not. You know, coming to America to do operation. So one evening, Lama said, I have no regret. Lama expressed to me, expressed his what he feel, his mind, you see. Lama said, even the operation is not successful, I have no regret, because I used my life enough to others. I used my life. Enough to others in the so I have no regret, even the operation of succeed. so that is how Lama Yeshe lived his life, and that's how so with that, you know, with that joy, you know. With that joy, lived his life with a joy, happy mind, and also when Lama passed away, also you know, with continue that mind. who has through not only bodhicitta realization and wisdom realizing emptiness, renunciation of samsara, not only having these fundamental realizations, Lama Yeshe is a great yogi who has a realization of a clear light and elusive body, who practice these things, who has a realization of this, and who these are Lama's the main practice, a day and night. When Lama go to sleep, these are his main practice. So during sleeping time, this is the main practice. After meal, when Lama says, I take nap or the rest, called rest. But actually, it's a meditation session. It's called rest, taking rest. But actually, it's a meditation session or meditation clear light. You see, so like that. So anyway, by having a realization of clear light, then you are able to overcome. able to overcome delusion, you know, karma. Then that's how you're able to overcome death. You see, death caused by delusion, karma. You see, death and birth caused by karma and delusion. You see, So by letting go, I cherishing others in the being, serving others. You see, so from that, everything happens. All your wishes get fulfilled. You achieve all your happiness, temporary, ultimate, everything. So much happiness to others, the other sentient being, you know, that you're able to cause. So much happiness you're able to bring, cause to the world. For example, historically, that happened in this world. One person did not practice good heart. One who has a power, influence, did not practice good heart, so killed so many millions and millions of people, tortured and suffered. This is without counting the animals, how much they suffered in the water, on the ground, during the war, and the destructions. You see, how many animals suffered without counting that. So therefore, that's a negative way. So one person can destroy the world. But here, you see, you're the one person. By letting go, cherishing other sentient being, practicing good heart, you are able. So you benefit so much to the world. You bring so much happiness, peace in the world. So many sentient beings. not only in this life, but in life to life. See, the number of sentient beings. You're able to bring peace and happiness and bring them to enlightenment. So then, by the way, then all your own benefit, you see, happiness, all that you achieve, so that. Went on. So now going back, returning back. So Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, what of time says before, sacrifice his, met charity, sacrifice his life, met charity, practice charity to the sentient beings for three countless great eons, and then practice morality for three countless great eons, practice patience for three countless great eons, and perseverances, practice perseverances for three countless great eons, and then same concentration, wisdom, so forth. Then completed the two types of merit, merit wisdom and merit virtue. completed two types of merit, and then achieved the two kayas, the Dharma kaya, Rupa kaya. achieved full enlightenment. then revealed path to us. Then revealed path to us sentient beings. Then including, you see, teachings of professional wisdom. teachings of the professional wisdom. Yes. Dharma Kala Sutra, including this. So Buddha, you see, Buddha to, main aim is to guide us sentient beings, to benefit for us sentient beings, to guide us sentient beings, to liberate us from suffering and causes, and bring us to enlightenment. So Buddha collected three countless great eons, all this, sacrifice his life, you see, to us, and the sentiments practiced, you see, all this. For incredible length of time, he sacrificed his life practicing this. Yeah. To say complete merit and to achieve enlightenment, so that he can reveal to us this teaching. especially professional wisdom teaching, including Dhamma Sutra. So before the all transmission, we're going to the extensive offering. Meditation today is Buddha's special day of Dharma wheel, so I think I mentioned half, I didn't mention half before. So turn the Dharma wheel, say, the teachings of professional wisdom, near Buddha Gaya. I thought about Buddha Gaya, but then completely forgot the other part to mention. Then it went on. So, near Rajagiri, place, holy place called Rajagiri, near Buddha Gaya. So this is where Buddha gave teachings on Prajnaparamita. And then, then I don't know this. I don't know in Sanskrit or the Indian name, Yangbachan. Then the Buddha gave the third, Wheel of Dharma. Turn there, Yang. I don't know the Indian name, but Yangbachan. well clarified, say, the Dharma will. As Tondam Yangdapa request, as a ask Buddha, and Sarnath, you know, gave teaching, saying the causative phenomena are inherently existent. then at Rajagiri, Buddha taught nothing, no phenomena is inherently existent. So there's two teachings seems contradictory. So actually asked the interpreter what it means, you know, the teaching. Buddha gave teaching at Rajagiri that no phenomena is inherently existent. but directly asked question on that, but indirectly asked also why Buddha said, and Sarnath is the first turning the wheel, said, you know, the causative phenomena are, and yes, this phenomena are inherently existent. So then that's how the third place Yangbachan, the will of Dharma happened there. So that so therefore today is a Buddhist special turning Dharma wheel. So it's a any merit we collect, it increases 100 million times. If you do one prostration, 100 million prostration. If you make one light offering, 100 million light offering. If you make $1 or 1 rupee charity to a beggar, we collect merit, having made charity, 100 million rupees or 100 million dollars. So, one mandala offering becomes a 100 million mandala offering. So one Bajasava mantra becomes a 100 million Bajasava mantra. So whatever the merit so increase, so the practice increase so much like this by this power of this. It's mainly due to Buddha's compassion. came from that. due to Buddha's qualities, power then. the blessed time of the day. So then due to that time, the merit, you know, increases like that. So we're going to say maybe a short break. 这okay, so, there's some fresh air or whatever.